Lastly, in the spring of this year, we went to Portland, Oregon, and instead of talking to some bearded hipster, we talked to a straight-laced guy from Wisconsin who also happened to be a star player for the Portland Trailblazers.
Peter asked Terry Porter about his background and his unlikely journey west.
Well, you grew up in Milwaukee, right?
Yes.
And you went to a tiny little college called Stevens Point, is that right?
Yes.
Not like one of those basketball factories, not exactly the University of Kentucky, if I'm not mistaken.
No.
Were you one of those kids, because you, I'm assuming, were an excellent basketball player as a young man. Did you imagine yourself in the NBA? Were you one of those guys who had those dreams and just knew you were going to make it?
I did not have those type of dreams. I was actually a big football fan growing up.
So really?
I wanted to be a football guy.
Well, I'm sorry for your disappointment.
Turned out, God had a better plan.
It must have been terrible. That does explain that time in the 85 finals when you just took out Michael Jordan at the knees.
He came across the middle.
I understand, man. It was a clean hit.
Clean hit. Nowadays, you know.
You can't do that. No, I understand. So you did, however, play in the finals against Michael Jordan. Was it 80? No, it was 90. I'm
two.
Tell me, 92. You played
92.
In the finals against Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
And what was it like to play against him in his prime?
It was hard. He was an amazing athlete, amazing player, and his will to win was amazing.
Really? Yeah, I mean, he had this reputation for being incredibly competitive. We wouldn't let anybody beat him at anything.
Turned out that way, we didn't beat him.
So. Yeah, well, yeah. It worked out in his case. Yeah, I guess it was. Was he a trash-talking kind of player? Did he give you grief in the court?
He talked a lot.
Did he really?
He loved to talk.
Really? What sort of things did he say to you?
I'm going to get the ball here, I'm going to score over you, and you can't do anything about it.
Really? He would say that?
Yeah. Or, you know, he would run by the bench and say, you better bring somebody else out here to guard me because the guy you got on me right now is not working.
That is cold.
It's mean.
You're a coach now, University of Portland.
Yes, go Pilots.
Right. So I want to ask you about speeches. Right?
Yes.
Because we all, you know, well, especially in sports movies,
yes.
The coach comes into the locker room, the down at the half, you know, what are you going to do? You're Gene Hackman and Hoosiers or your whatever, and you give that speech. Do you, as a coach, ever give those speeches?
You try to give them, but, you know, you try to do one or two a year because it kind of runs their course.
Right. They can't be like, oh, I've heard that again.
Yeah, be all like, right. Geez, are you going to pull that one out one more time?
All right.
Didn't you use that last week?
So pretend that we here... I'm sorry.
Pretend you're an athlete.
Pretend that we very short, middle-aged white people on this stage. All right, imagine we are your basketball team. It's a championship game. We're down. We're in the locker room for halftime.
We're taking on the other Munchkins and Oz.
Yeah. I want to hear your motivational speech.
Guys, this has been one heck of a year. This has been one heck. I mean, in my wildest dreams, I would have never imagined we got this far. But now that we're here, we might always make the best of it. We got 20 more minutes. 20 more minutes that our names will live in legacy. Let's go out, play together, play hard, and make it happen.
And that's it.
There you go.
All right.
Nice.
There you go. Well, Terry Porter, we have asked you here to play a game we're calling...
You'll need vision, guts, and a lack of shame.
So you played for the Portland Trailblazers. You're in their Hall of Fame. So we thought we'd ask you about three other kinds of Trailblazers, people who were bold enough with their ideas that they changed the world. Answer two out of three questions correctly, you'll win our prize, Carl Castle's voice. For one of our listeners, Bill, who is basketball great Terry Porter playing for?
Kathy Jensen of Portland, Oregon.
All right, she's right here somewhere. On May 3rd, 1978, a man named Gary Thirk was the first person to ever do something. What was it? A, he sent the very first spam email. B, he tried eating a weed called kale. Or C, he strapped a lady's purse to his belt and created the fanny pack.
Ooh.
I would say C.
He strapped
fanny belt.
Created the fanny pack.
Yes.
No, actually, no. He no. actually sent the first spam email.
Oh. 73?
70? No, 78. It
78?
Was it was a message sent to 400 people on ARPANET. That was the ancient precursor of the internet, advertising a new computer. So, Gary, thanks, man.
Good job.
Are you two more chances here?
All right.
Thomas Jefferson accomplished many things in his life. Among them, he was the first person, President Thomas Jefferson, ever to do what? A, initiate the wave in a crowd of people. B, use the word shag to mean do it. Or C, he was the first person to charge somebody to stay in the Lincoln bedroom.
Hmm. Shag, I would say.
You're right, it was shag. He's credited with using the term in that sense in a private letter in the 1770s. So there you are, Thomas Jefferson.
Why was he writing about the back, even back then, the presidents were taking advantage of the presidency and
It wasn't like bragging. He wasn't bragging about shagging. He was actually insulting somebody else.
He was telling them to go shag off.
More or less.
Okay.
Terry has one more chance here to win this game. Samuel Francis was a trailblazer in the world of cuisine. What did he do in 1874? A, he invented the bloomin' onion. B, he created the spork. Or C, he was the first waiter to say, hey, you still working on that? The crowd is shouting.
I can't hear him, though.
Yeah, many of them are waving big inflatable noodles to distract you.
I'll go with the spork.
You're right. It was the spork. You invented it. Combination fork and spoon. He patented it in 1874, although the term spork was not trademarked until 1970. Bill, how did Terry Porter do in our quiz?
2 out of 3, better than Michael Jordan.
Absolutely.
Where's my ring? Where's my ring?
Terry Porter is a member of the Portland Trailblazers Hall of Fame, and he is the head men's basketball coach at the University of Portland. Terry Porter, thank you so much for joining us. Terry Porter, ladies and gentlemen. So it was great to spend an entire hour on this radio without mentioning two names, giving everybody a break and winning me $20 from Bill here.
I didn't think you could do it.
Ha-ha! Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and TIAA. Whether it's investing, advice, banking, or retirement, TIAA is dedicated to helping those who teach, heal, and serve others achieve a lifetime of financial well-being. Learn more at TIAA.org. Lumber Liquidator is a proud sponsor of NPR, offering more than 400 styles, including hardwood, bamboo, laminate, and vinyl, with flooring specialists and hundreds of stores nationwide. More at LumberLiquidators.com or 1-800-HARDWOOD. And the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the belief that all lives have equal value and working with partners to help envision a world where every person has the opportunity to live a healthy, productive life, at GatesFoundation.org. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, a benevolent overlord. Philip Gotica writes our limericks. Our intern is Alex Wall, achy, breaky heart. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Special thanks to the crew at the Chase Bank Auditorium. BJ Litterman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Robin Lynn and Miles Dornbos. Technical direction from Lorna White. Our CFO is Anna Nguyen. Our production coordinator is Robert Newhouse. Our senior producer is Ian Chillog. And the executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Michael Danforth. Thanks to Bill Curtis. Thanks to all of our guests and panelists. Thanks to the immortal Carl Castle. I'm Peter Sagal, and we will see you next week. This is NPR.